This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day as we study together the Word of Almighty God. Let's see what we can do in 15 minutes here today. You're about to hear part three of a message I preached a while ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is the church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we meet Wednesdays for Bible study from 6 to 7. Wednesday nights, we're in the book of Acts, and we are, well, by the time next Wednesday rolls along, we should be in about chapter 10 in Acts. Next Wednesday from 6 to 7, you're invited. We'd love to see you. This Sunday, I believe we're looking through heaven's portal. It's a look at all of God's end times players. And they're in this green room up there in heaven. Can't you see this green room? You know what they use in green room? That's people who are going to be on a show somewhere, and they're all waiting somewhere, waiting for the call that they're up next. We're going to look at the green room up in heaven and look at all the people that are waiting in the wings and waiting for this call to come out. That'll be my sermon this Sunday, looking through heaven's portals. When Jesus says, recognize, when you see all these things, recognize that my return is near, even at the doors. You see, Jesus is up off of his throne and he's standing at the portals and he's waiting to come back into our world and rock this world once again. That's what we're looking at this week. Today, we're looking at part three of this message, the worldly church. How do you know if you're in a worldly church? This is what's happened to the church today. It's corrupted through worldliness. That is, taking worldly things and worldly music, bringing it into the church in order to attract worldly people. That's what we're looking at here today. Enjoy today's message.
There in the city, there was this enormous serpent there. Perhaps that's what he was talking about when he said, where's Satan's throne is, overlooking the city. Now, also, notice he doesn't say, you did not deny your faith. He says, you did not deny my faith. Why is that? Well, we looked at this last Wednesday, right? I would say that even the faith is not your own. Your faith is a gift from God. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast about it. Your faith is a gift from God. Even your faith is a gift. We could go deeper, but not here today. Paul asked for prayer because he was going into a hostile place. He said that not everyone there has faith. Okay. They're commended for their works, even in the most difficult place, and they have not denied the name of Jesus Christ or his faith. Verse 14. Here comes the one thing you lack. It starts with the word but. There's good butts and bad butts. This one's a bad one. Me and Darren were talking earlier, all the good butts, you know. But God, who's rich in mercy. You know, always in the face of trouble, there's a but God. Always comes in at the midnight hour. Here he starts telling them what they do good, but now here comes the but on the other way. But I've got a few things against you, because you have there them that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. All right, so what on earth is the doctrine of Balaam? Well, Balaam had been guilty of counseling someone named King Balak to cause Israel to sin through intermarriage with heathen women and through idol worship. Intermarriage with heathen women was a problem in Pergamos, where any social contact with the world also involved the worship of idols. Now, the story of Balaam goes all the way back to the talking donkey, if you remember that. That's Numbers chapters 24 and 31, if you want to read that later. This evil King Balak tried to hire a prophet to curse Israel, but God wouldn't let him. So Balaam the prophet came with a different way to take Israel down, and that was this: have them intermarry with others that were outside the faith. You know, that's funny. That's the same problem with Christians today. I said, same problem with Christians. The doctrine of Balaam is just in a different form here. Paul wrote, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion is light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And this is what happened here. Same as what happened to the wisest man who ever lived either. Let me read this. If you want to turn here, back to the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's read about Solomon. It's funny how the Nicolaitans and Balaam are still around today. It's just called something different. Satan trying to get in to get the Jews to marry someone outside the faith. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. Verse 3. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 porcupines, 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not fully follow the Lord, as his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that's east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all of his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. This is the equivalent of Billy Graham building a satanic temple in Charlotte. The second correction is this now, verse 15, back to Revelation 2:15. Thus you also have those that hold to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which likewise I hate. Now again, these Nicolaitans were the problem in Ephesus, if you remember. A lifestyle of anything goes, sin does not matter, because all of your sins are already under the blood. Scary things how all these truths add up to a lie. You got truth, 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 truth. All equal lie. That's how Satan works. All your sins are already atoned for, right? Right. All your sins are under the blood, right? Right. Salvation has already been accomplished on the cross, right? Those are three true statements. And the end result is, it doesn't matter how you live. All your sins are already covered. It doesn't matter. The sins you're going to commit tomorrow are already covered and washed in the blood. Therefore, it doesn't matter how you live. Relax. The King James says, take thine ease. Eat, drink, be merry. If you live a lifestyle of sin and think to yourself, my atonement has already been provided, then your position in Christ would change from friend of God to enemy of God. So, just saying that Jesus hates a lifestyle of sin. It makes a mockery of the cross. How can I relate to this? I mean, no church today can be accused of, well, I wrote this first before I realized some things just never change. No church today can be accused of following after the Nicolaitans, though I've met many Nicolaitans right here in Brevard County. No church can be accused of adhering to the doctrine of Balaam, but we see that all around us too. Satan trying to influence you to marry an unbeliever. So, what are some modern equivalents? What are some signs that you are in a worldly church? I got five. I don't know if they're going to go over very well. Number one, your pastor is gay or lesbian. Churches that ordain homosexuals into the ministry have succumbed to worldly pressures. They're trying to appear culturally hip and in step with the world. And there's the problem. You don't need to be in step with the world. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to be going the other direction. You misunderstand. Maybe you don't even know what the word church means. The word is ecclesia. The word means called out ones. That's the whole notion of church. Is the world's going this direction, God's has picked you up out of the muck, and the church is going in this direction. The verse here, it says, you he hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you used to walk according to the course of this world. The course of this world is like a mighty river course, and it's going in this direction. God in his mercy has plucked you up and set your feet upon a rock, and now you are marching in this direction. And when Jesus comes back, he's coming back over here, not over there. If you're going with the world that way, you'll never see his return. And you will be left behind. And don't believe the fantasy books that say you got 7 years to come to the faith. If you miss him now, you're lost.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.